that'll set the parameters by which we can enhance the visitor experience in Greenan. I would like to see this as an opportunity to construct more interpretive signage, tell the wealth of history, the stories of Greenan and Avalia. And I think even as importantly, we should be advising visitors to the site of what they're looking at when they take in the spectacular views, the likes of the Bluestack Mountains. You can see Inch Castle, Bird Castle, and tell people everything that they're looking at, because I really believe that Greenan and Avalia has potential to be the number one tourist destination in the northwest of Ireland.
The reality is, this isn't the end of a conversation. This is in many ways the start of a conversation, because once that plan is in place, there'll then be talking to be done between the Council, Fáilte Ireland, and indeed the OPW.
Very much so. This is only really going to set out the parameters, but it was an obstacle that we've waited on for so long. Once we get this out of the way, then we can take the next steps. And there's two main stakeholders in Greenan Avalia. The OPW own the actual fort, but Donegal County Council owns the car park. So I'll be asking that Donegal County Council engages with the process fully and ring fences funding to construct likes of the interpretive signage and enhance everything that we have direct control over, because it's only the tip of the iceberg. It hasn't reached its potential at all, and now is the time to keep this moving forward. I've often expressed my frustration that Greenan Avalia isn't named as one of Fáilte Ireland's discovery points along the West Atlantic Way. I think that needs to take place, but ultimately any funding, investment for any support that they can give, I think they've a duty to support Greenan Avalia, because the potential there is massive.